If you're saying Des Moines, we know you're from Nebraska, but we'll take all the listeners we can get. Here's more of Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
So a little bit earlier, we were talking about that list that came out of people or of jobs that people think are great or glamorous, but it, as it turns out, they kind of suck a lot.
Right.
Know? Or they certainly have big, sucky sides.
Yeah, but you need to consider.
Yeah. And one of them that came up was being a chef. And then we got to talking. I think we all could see that. People complaining about your food.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it sounds wonderful. You get to be so creative and use all your skills in the kitchen.
And right. Then somebody, sends it back.
Or even to read a review later on. Went to here.
Oh, yeah.
Thought the food was terrible. Don't go here. Oh,
yeah,
no.
You can't have thin skin, that's for sure.
No. No, that's true. Ryan, though, here in Des Moines. All right, Ryan, what'd you want to say?
Something you were talking about made me think about my days back when I was working in restaurants about people ordering well-done steaks.
Yes.
And it got to the point where we would, because it takes so long to cook a well-done steak, and you get a well-done steak and then three other items on a ticket that take 5 minutes to cook, and a well-done steak takes forever. So what we got in the habit of doing, we figured if they wanted to care about the quality of the steak, we would grill mark it and get it so it looks nice, and then just nuke it to 160 and cover it so that it would stay somewhat moist, uh-huh. And then you'd send it out like that. So
you might as well, right? As you said, right. They don't care about the quality that much,
right?
They just don't want the juice, I guess.
That's funny.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ryan. You have a great day.
You.
Appreciate the call. Take
Ken,
care.
Colleen, and Kurt, Iowa Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. Star 102.5.